we left off talking about Sfeksekim Shemechot. There's a little bit I wanted to just finish up about Sfeksekim Shemechot before we move on to the next sugya. It may take us a little shiur to talk about that, but we'll so there are two issues that the Pesachim raised in setting Sfeksekim Shemechot, both of them really being halacha maisa, both of them are yerdei related, one to the Talmud, one to the Gimel. That's the first issue is what the Shach raises, a Sfeksekim that we spoke about way, way earlier on in the year. The Gemara tells us that Stam Keil Me'er Be'yoma, we know there's a din, that they have a tray for kli, and I cook with a tray for kli, so the food's going to become tray. The only time that's true is if the food, if the pot has been used for trefas within the last 24 hours. That's called Nosen Tam L'Shvat. Once it hasn't been used for 24 hours, then it's called Nosen Tam L'Gam. There's Shem V'Syomba, it's because we know Nosen Tam L'Gam. That's why we pass the very last sugya in Avodah Zarah. So most of the Shalom assume that there's a cloud what's called Stam Keil Men of Ne'yoman. That if you have a kli, you're not sure whether it was used within 24 hours or not, you have a right to be made, the right to assume that it's not going to trade up the food with the other. So the Rishonim want to know, why is that true? Why do you just say it's a suffix? Shalom is suffix deraisa l'chumra. So we spoke about this the first week in Shia. So we spoke about the remember the Rav, the Tzumas, right? Remember where we are? So it's based on the Sfeik Sfeik. What's the Sfeik Sfeik? That suffix yechid is maybe it was used within 24 hours, maybe it wasn't used within 24 hours. The symptoms alone that was used for trachis within the last 24 hours. So the halacha is that not everything is an osen tam l'shvach. Let's say I cook. Hello? Yeah, hi, Nick. Can I call you back? Hi, can I call you back after one? I'm just going to say Shira. Okay, go ahead. I found that I have to use the phone on because my kids have to transport from a babysitter, my phone off to me, to my wife. So, in case there's any mix up in the process, I don't want to be standing on 185th Street by themselves. So, unfortunately, some of the other phone calls may be coming in also. Anyway, I just had a shout out. Someone called me 10 minutes ago from Orlando. Where's Josh? Is that here? Oh. So his father just called me about the frying pan. Not the frying pan from Orlando. Remember what happened then? No. There was a fleshy frying pan that they were using, that they used by mistake to make a cheese omelet or something. So it was ben yomo. It was ben yomo of meat together with mamash with cheese. So at the time, so they called me, remember when Epcot Center? Right, we're in Epcot Center. They called me emergency about the frying pan. So I told him, wait, I have to go, let me check out with Disney and Mickey Mouse and see what he has to say. So I told him to put it on hold, we'll figure it out later. So he's just calling back now, 3 weeks later, to find out what was the mascara. So the mascara was a very serious problem. Shalas whether you can even kasher, it's not so posh with frying pans and leaping and go. That was this Indian. It was a clear ben yomo. It would have been a clear ben yomo, it wouldn't have been as bad. So the thing is like this. Let's say I cook potato soup in a pot that I cooked chazer in 10 hours ago. So it's quite possible the chazer gives a very good taste at the potato soup. Maybe the, I don't know, Libby's one of the tray for soups. So that's Kenzai, that's really Nosen Tam L'Shvach. Sometimes you have food which is going to be Nosen Tam L'Shvach, even if it's within 24 hours. Let's say chaza just tastes terrible with applesauce. I don't know, some of it doesn't taste so good. So if I cook applesauce in a pot that I cooked chaza in 5 hours ago, it could be the applesauce is also butter, because it's also Nosen Tam L'Shvach. It's not just that it's 24 hours that it's Nosen Tam L'Shvach. 24 hours is just a shear. That even if it would have theoretically been good tasting, that's also called lufgam. But if you know for a fact that this particular food, the trefus, is nosen tam lufgam, but this particular food, then it's also going to be mutter. So comes the Rishon and say that's the fake speck. Maybe it was used within 24 hours, maybe not. Even if it's love was used within 24 hours, maybe the particular food that you cooked is nosen tam lufgam, and the particular food that you're cooking now. That's the fake speck. So comes the shach, and the ayra that this is a classic fake speck. Shemachot. Because it's the same ether. The ether is less than time of God. So there are two different ways of determining whether something is less than time of God. Either if it hasn't been used in 24 hours by definition, that's not God. Or even if it has been used within 24 hours, if physically, the physical taste of the particular food is also not God. So says the Shach, in fact, that Shemachot, so the Chor, that helps this Fagin should fall with the wayside. So the Shach goes back to this cloud that we spoke about in great detail on Wednesday with the Elsie, that Sfeik for Shemachot is only a problem if both Sveikas come to the exact same conclusion in terms of the degree of heaven. If one is not there, one and the other, that's not called Shemechot. Says the Shach, in this case also, each of the Sveikas are not there to different extremes. If the Sofek is Al-Atzad that it's been used within 24 hours and the only heter is the fact that the chaza tastes better than applesauce, so that would only be true vis-a-vis the applesauce, but liyutzi, you cook potatoes, so that would really be asur. So that suffering, that sad lahokel, has a very limited heter. It's only matter in the foods that chaza tastes better in. Pasha Enke, if you're working with the other tzad lahokel, that maybe you haven't used the pot within 24 hours, that's a gemalik heter, that's a moiritik heter, that's matter all foods, because that's kind of comments of 24 hours of dinner in everything in the kitchen. So that's a much more encompassing heter, that's not kol shem heter. That's the shock, so you say, to explain away what the Rishonim say when it comes to the Sveik Sveik of Stam Kiyam and Ibn Yom. Fine. So we're going to come back to this din of Stam Kiyam and Ibn Yom in a moment when we try to analyze a different angle on Sveik Sveik of Rishonim Nechot. So the last thing I said on Wednesday was that we have one major part of Sveik Sveik of Rishonim Nechot tackled, and that's the famous Ramon of Chodesh. So we know there was a major, major machlokes in the Rishonim about what the status of Chodesh is bizman hazeh. So there are a whole series of different issues involved. Before we even get to the Sefer Shemech, I just need a couple of minutes of background, since it is something which is, of course, either very relevant for us or totally irrelevant for us. So there's a pasuk in Chumash. It all starts with pasuk in Chumash. The Torah says, "Yalla in Chumash." There's a discussion. The only thing is that L'cher it's a mitzvah libar, it's only flies in Eretz Yisrael, and that should solve the whole problem. So what's the problem with that? Small problem. Small technical problem. Yeah, the Torah says B'chomosh Vasechem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't hold like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says B'chomosh Vasechem, so it's a problem. That's an open and shut case. So as Machlekes HaKanoim, how do you understand B'chomosh Vasechem? So one time it says B'chomosh Vasechem means tackle wherever you are. If the wheat grows in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, wherever it grows, that's also considered to be Chadosh. And the other time it says no, that B'chomosh Vasechem just means L'yachri Yehusha V'yeshiva, means a vow that applies only to Eretz Israel. And the Isser only applies after the Shevash HaKivshu or Shevash HaChukul. In contrast to some of the mitzvahs of Luz Baritz, Taka Svada B'Shas K'Nisas on the Aretz, the Chala, the Gemara says, maybe Svada B'Shas K'Nisas on the Aretz, but Chodesh is different, it's only Riachi Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Fine. That's a Machlekes, a pretty big Nachkamina. How do you understand Shara B'Chavos HaSechem? So how do we pass K'na Halacha? So the problem is there are steers in Stam Mishnayah, steers in Sugyas, what the Maskanas of Dvarim should be. And the Gemara says that even if you hold that Chodesh is not knowing the Nechari Chutzlars, but it is knowing the Rabbanon. So it's not going to be much of an Afkamino Lechari. Either it's a Nisad Deraisa, like the Pshut HaShemek, or it's a Nisad Derabbanon, like the other Tanai who reinterpreted the Chomosh Pesechem. So, Ruba the Rishon of Haskin Lechumra, that the Din of Chodesh is knowing the Nechari Chutzlars. The Rift held that way, the Ramo, the way the Rosh held that way. That seems to be the overwhelming majority of the Rishon. A few Rishon disagreed. A few here and there, the Rebbeinu Baruch, Baal Chuma, a couple of others, a handful of Rishonim held. No, that's not true. That Chodesh is not knowing min haTorah in Chutz Laaretz. But L'chayr, it's still an irrelevant question. It should at least be knowing min haRabbanon, because the Gemara says in the office that even if you hold that Chodesh is not knowing min haTorah, it is knowing min haRabbanon. What's the answer to that? Anyone know?
Who's
going to Safik Chodesh? Who's real Chodesh? I know for a fact this is Chodesh. So if it's also the Rabbanon, so how does that solve the problem? Why do they ask the Chodesh from the Rabbanon in Nebraska? Meicha Tosin. It's a mitzvah tluy bar. So why do they, according to that time,
you come to eat the Chodesh Moses?
So do they answer the other mitzvah tluy bar? So what's that? We generally have many gazafim mafra shimus and nice. We don't keep shmita at this place. So come to Rishon and say that which the Gemara says that Chodesh is knowing in Chutzlaaretz midrabbanan, according to the Tanu, who says it's not knowing in the Torah, but that means only in certain parts of Chutzlaaretz, only the Arosas HaSmuchos. We show and discuss that so you can do the Rambam, the Yibam HaStrumas, divides up the whole world into a lot of categories. There's Eretz Yisrael, then there's Syria, which is Kibush Yavin, then you have Arosas HaSmuchos, like Bovel, Mitzrayim, those places which are right near Eretz Yisrael, then you have the rest of the world, like Nebraska. So we find in the Rishonim that even Aniyach, that mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz and not knowing in chutz la'aretz, but it could be Tyson Chulin claims that they are knowing in the aretz tasmuchos. Means if you live in Egypt or something, then maybe you do have to be mafish trumas and rises because we're afraid that people are going to make a mistake. We never know where the border is. So one day they're going to think that this is the border, not the border. They're going to be confused. So the Chama made a takana that if you're in the aretz tasmuchos, you have to be knowing the mitzvahs atluyas ba'aretz with the rabbanon. So if some Rishonim say, when the Gemara says that Chodesh is knowing in chutz la'aretz with the rabbanon, it doesn't mean it's knowing in all of Chutz La'aretz Midr Rabbanon. It means it's only knowing in the Eretz HaSmuchos Midr Rabbanon, but in the Brask, it's not even knowing Midr Rabbanon. So now it becomes a much more important machlokes how we pass it, whether Chodesh is Deraisa or Midr Rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. If it's Deraisa, then there's no chiluk where in Chutz La'aretz. If it's derabanan, so then there's a tremendous chiluk. It could be that it's going to be mutal of chila if you live in a place which is not a rotz tasmuchas. So again, this was a running machlekes in the Rishonim, machlekes ad yom hazeh. But the chalash and chutzlar is deraisa derabanan. The machab paskin that it's deraisa, like the riff and the ram and the rush. And others disagree with the machab. Others held maybe it's not really good at all. Since it's halakha derabanan, it's not a rotz tasmuchas. Fine. That was one tzad nahalcha. Then you had other group of Rishonim who threw out the question, maybe Chalash doesn't apply for Tzvua of a Goy. Maybe Chalash somehow is limited only to the Tzvua of a Yisrael. So Talisus and Rabbi Rizar quote such an idea, and they say that it's wrong. They quote Yusham, but it says not that way. That's the question, is it really right or not? So that's a big machlokes, is whether that's true or not. They talk about the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the days of Yeshua, so they had a big problem between the Korban and Omer. Because where were they going to get tefuah? They came there and disrupted a couple of days before Pesach. All the tefuah that had grown had all the saor, the barley that they needed to be makan the korban omer for, was grown by the goyim already. It was already harvest season, so it was already wasn't ketzirchem. The Torah says you have to bring rachis ketzirchem lakoeh, ketzirchem lo ketzir apol. So the Gemara's whole discussion how they got around their problems. So some Rishonim said, you see that ketzircha means ketzircha v'lo ketzir afom. So what the name chadash, the whole issue of chadash, also because after all the korban omer and chadash, of course, are related to one another. The purpose of the korban omer is to be around the chadash. So maybe you can argue that just as the ketzir of the korban omer has to be ketzircha v'lo afom, maybe the chadash has to be shal yisroch v'lo shal afom. That's what some Rishonim said, and other Rishonim say that's nice. It's a nice drasha, but it's wrong. Yerushalmi says that it's not true. So that's a whole discussion whether we should follow that Yerushalmi or not. So there's a famous comment in the Bir HaGura. Remember what the Bir HaGura said about that? So the Bir HaGura's great-great-grandfather, the Bir HaGola, was some of the Gura's mother's grandfather, somehow they were somehow related. So the Bir HaGola quotes those who were Mekel and Chadash, and one of the main reasons why they were Mekel was based on this. Abach was a big believer that the Chadash is Mutter. Not because Chadash is Mutter Chutz La'aretz, but Chadash is Mutter because it doesn't apply to two of a guy. So the Bir HaGola quotes this, so the Bir HaGura writes that deference to his grandfather, even though he loved his grandfather dearly, but he shouldn't have written that. He writes, it would have been better for him to be quiet, not to write the kula, because the kula doesn't make any sense. It's against the Yerusha. Anyway, whatever. So there's a little inner friction there about the family position on the Chadash. So,
Yerusha said that he couldn't.
Yerusha says it's a problem. Yerusha says that Chadash of a Goy is a problem. Yeah. So anyway, so this was a machlokes. These are the two tzadim which were being thrown around the days of the Rishonim to be matir chadash, either because the whole thing doesn't apply to tzlaretz, or because maybe it doesn't apply to the two of a guy. So came another mahalach in the Rishonim. This is already the introduction to the Ramah Skula, and said a third mahalach. Said that could be that in theory chadash does apply in Kutzparts, and theory Chadash does apply to Baya, most of the Rishon Taka do hold on both of those issues. But the question becomes, do you really have Chadash? Means, is there really, any given piece of bread in front of you, is it really Chadash or not? So, maybe they've Sveikul and Afka, I mean, you're not really sure which year the Tfuah came from, maybe the two is from last year, this shit's hard to know. The problem is, Sveikul Deraisa L'Chumra. It's just Rubin, the Rishon hold that it isn't really Nisa Deraisa, but not that even for a guy. So that in and of itself, just to say it's a suffix, the difference is a little bit shaky. So there are more quotes, which are already the source of this is a rush, and then you got to get it down through the Tumas Hadesh. Bottom line, there are more quotes that maybe any time you have a suffix chadash, or you really have a suffix, use a sveik sveika. What's the sveik sveika? Maybe the tevuah came from this year or from last year. And even if it's along with this year's tevuah, the halacha is that chadash is only considered to be a problem if the tefuah has not yet experienced the korban ha'omer. What does that mean? So let's say I plan for argument's sake in June. So now that, let's say, I harvest the tefuah, I don't know, 3-4 months later, whatever it is, so that's going to turn to be classic chadash. That's also until the korban ha'omer passes over. So you can theoretically have a time, this tefuah is also for months on end. But let's say I plant right before Pesach, say I plant a month before Pesach, and then Pesach comes, and then I harvest the tefuah 2-3 months later. So the Mishnah Berachah says that's not considered to be chadash. Why? The tefuah was still connected to the ground. That doesn't matter. The shear is hashrasha. Once the tefuah takes root, so if the tefuah takes root before Korban HaOmer is brought, or before Hezbanazel, and then Pesach comes, so that's considered to be already yosher. So even though the tefuah hasn't grown all that much, it's only taken root, that doesn't matter. It's the first Mishnah, the mother's after something. And Hashrash is what's kevera. So, It's a very important question. The Mitzvah Sadvarim is what exactly, how long Rosh Hashanah takes. Because Machlek is at Tanoim in Rosh Hashanah, whether Rosh Hashanah is or not. Machlek is at Tanoim, whether it's 3 days or 2 weeks. Tremendous Nachgemina. It's very relevant for us, Bizman Hazeh, because the planting season, anyone knows about the planting season for the Bible? No? Anyone knows anything about this? The winter wheat and the spring wheat? Okay, that's a little agriculture. Okay, so forget Mark's move for a while. So too many. In America, there are two planting seasons for wheat. There's called spring wheat and winter wheat. So, as its name connotes, one is planted in the winter, one is planted in the spring. So, anything that's winter wheat so is not going to be a problem, chadash, because if they plant, let's say, in October or so, so it's going to, let's say, they're going to harvest it by March, April, whatever. By the time they get around to harvesting that wheat, by the time it makes it to the mill, by the time it makes it to your box of Entenmann's, so it's already going to be after Pesach. That's not going to be a problem. So any product that's made from called winter wheat in America is b'chalal not going to be mitzias advar. It's not going to be a problem b'chalal. So there are certain foods that are always made from winter wheat. Winter wheat and spring wheat have different qualities to them. So there are certain foods that are b'shita only made from winter wheat. The pretzels, the pasta, the certain things are dafka made from winter wheat. But the problem in America is the spring wheat, because spring wheat is planted, as its name sounds, not Pesach time. And depending on, this wheat is going to make it into products onto the store shelves by about September time or so. So depending on whether this spring wheat is chadash or yashan is going to affect whether you're going to have a problem of yashan from September, problem chadash from September until Pesach. So this is going to depend on a few factors. It's going to depend on the weather. It's going to depend on whether you hold 2 weeks as the Shiur Shrasha or 3 days as the Shiur Shrasha. And it's going to depend, very important, on whether it's a leap year in the previous year or not. So put all these factors together as follows. Let's say we have a very, usually the planting season in Nebraska, and Kansas, South Dakota, all the places where they're planting the wheat, is usually the end of March, beginning of April. That should, again, depending, they may alter it a little bit if it's a long winter, maybe a little bit later, but that's usually when the planting season is. So we are plotting that they should plant the earlier the better, because the earlier they plant, So the better chance that Hashrasha is going to happen before Pesach, and if Hashrasha happens before Pesach, then by the time this week comes to you in August and September, it's already going to be Yashan. But the problem is that sometimes Pesach is very early. Let's say Pesach is the last year, Pesach is the last week of March, and the farmers haven't started planting until the first week of April, so then this is Chodesh Mamish, and by the time it makes it to your table, it's in September, you have a serious amount of Chodesh floating around. So we always have it for a leap year. The morning, it's on to the Tila Shav, and we daven for a for not that much rain. We want not so much cold. We want the planting to be as that we want to forget. We want it later. We want right. We want an early planting season and a late Pesach. That's what we want. So we daven. It shouldn't be too cold. They should get their act together planting. If you look in the Truma Sedeshin, so the Truma Sedeshin quotes there was another factor in Europe. They also used to watch very carefully the farmers' almanac to check when exactly they're planting. They used to also wanted them to, they wanted to plant earlier. So in America, there are issues such as weather, there was all kind of cheshbaitis. In Europe, I don't know what the issue was. There was one issue that Jews are definitely right, that the Jews used to always plot to see exactly what the time was to see when they were planting. Huh? Anyone knows what Yimei Ha'inoy Shalahem means? Lent. Because the Goyim were very firm in the Jewish Sessions days. They wouldn't plant during Lent. Lent is older when the Goyim have their Yimei Avelus there in the springtime. So the Jewish Sessions writes that the Jews would always be, they would always ask the Galachim to find out when exactly Lent is. It was very relevant to Maisa. They were always plotting that there should be an early Lent rather than a later Lent. Because the later Lent meant that they weren't planting till later. If they weren't planting till later, that's going to be a problem for Chalash. Anyway, so a small piece of tidbit of information. Anyway, So in America, again, in America, depending on the year, there may be more of a problem with Yashan or less of a problem with Yashan. There are other factors in America also, because there's a lot of surplus in America. So at different times in history, there was much less of a problem with Chodesh in America, just from the Tzias HaTvarim, because there was a lot of extra using, rather than using the fresh wheat now, Chodesh for Yashan and Tzias, they were using the old wheat. So a lot of that changed once America started to ship out Tavua to a lot of other countries. So wait, America has plenty of grain for itself, plus to most of the world. So in the good old years, when they used to keep all the wheat and the grain for themselves, so So the grain that you were eating in your entomins was already 5 years ago's grain. And now that they ship out 3/4 of the grain to other countries, so now there's a much better chance that you're going to be getting something which is chavash. By the way, that's a small also a piece of technical information. That's what they say when the Rav came to America. So we started to ask some people, what's the story with chavash in America? So they said to the Rav, no, chavash doesn't apply in America. There's no chavash in America. So the Rav said, okay, stumble, if you see us, well, there's no chavash in America. But then he realized after a few weeks, there's no Shabbos in America, there's no kashas in America, there's no mitzvos in America. Anyway, so this is all the modern day applications of the Shabbos. But already in the Tshuva Sarash, already raised the issue that maybe he could be matar all chavash with manazer, based on not on the Sabayecha, but based on the Sfeik Sveika. What's the Sfeik Sveika? Maybe it's this year's Tefuah, maybe last year's Tefuah. Even if it's alone that, it's this year's Tefuah, maybe it already had Ashrasha. Even if it's theoretically touching some of people's Tefuah, if it had Ashrasha before Pesach, so then it's also going to be Mutar. So, more quotes as it says, if you talk, I really don't know, like with Manazeli, you might never know where the grain's coming from. So then you have a right to say, fake, fake, law. Let's say you know. You're a farmer. Let's say your next door neighbor's a farmer. You know exactly where the grain's coming from. So the Ramah says, if you follow the Kulas, Chutz Laretz, or Goyim, and even if you know, even Vadechadesh will be Mutter, because it's up you did not know it. But if you don't want to rely on those kind of Kulas, you want to rely on the fact that it's a fake, fake, off, so the Ramah says, then it really has to be a fake, fake, so you have to not really know too much in order for it to be a fake, fake. So all the Yechorenim jump on this Ramah and say, this is a terrible Sfeik Sveikah. What's wrong with the Sfeik Sveikah? In L'cha Shem Echad Gola Mizeh. This is the classic Shem Echad. Because Tvua Kodem Ashrasha, there's something that had Ashrasha before Pesach, that's another way of saying it's last year's Tvua. That means, what makes something this year's Tvua, last year's Tvua? Api Halacha, if it had Ashrasha. Kol Zman that it had Ashrasha, Kodem Pesach, that's last year's Tvua. So when you tell me a book of my experience, either this year's a last year, sometimes long, but this year's maybe it's last year. It's the same over the same thing. It's the woman has one mark or another mark, one mark or another. It's the same manifestation of the same suffering. So these all the negative quotes in Shikasha, and Ibisha says this guy, everybody, all the Achorinim, jump on this Ramah. What's the Ramah? What they realize is So Benji's going to work on the Nafkaminas. What would I have to do? We're not going to make this thing now. So we're going to leave the Nafkaminas. What are the Nafkaminas? Either it's also its mother, it's also its mother. So, Chops to Chavez Das appears in two places, Chavez Das. It appears in the back of Kloli's fake Sveika. So the Chavez Das has a little Pinterest that's called Beis HaSofer. That's a nice, appropriate title. Addendum to Kloli's fake Sveika. It appears there, and also appears in the Chavis Das and the Fesnida in the Nikud Pei Zayin. Comes the Chavis Das, the Merdiki Yisoy. Then the Chavis Das, you can have two different types of Sveikas. You can have Sveikas, where each of the Sveikas are addressing a normal, routine type of activity. Nothing out of the ordinary. It's not this by chance, a certain thing happened. It says, Kahi Dr. Shalom. Not necessarily, he's not necessarily saying Teva Dvarim. It doesn't necessarily have to be a natural issue, but it's something that's a Dover Ahoveva Rogge. That's his law. Then the Chavis Das, it's in the Marshal. The case of Chavish. The fact that there's some grain sitting around in the world that was last year's grain and this year's grain, is that something that raises an eyebrow? Is that something, wow, that's just strange. What a bizarre occurrence that there's grain in the world that came from last year. That's normal. The fact that there's some grain in the world that had Ashrasha Kaidim after Oimer and some grain had Ashrasha after the Oimer. Is that anything which is earth shattering? Does anyone think, hey, this is strange? We got to check on the web to find out how often that happens that we have grain from last year? You don't need any information about that. That's a Dabah. You've never rugged. Everybody views that as being normal. That's one type of thing. Then you have other types of the Sveik Sveikas. You have a woman in front of you, and you're not sure, you know that she has Pesach Pasuach, and you're not sure, was it a Oines, or was it a Ratzon? Having a married woman who turns out to be not a basula. And we're trying not to be done, whether she was an Asia Zisha Zinsa, the Rotsan, the Indus, Tachna, Idodaka. That's like stunning. Maybe in today's world it's a Dabrahaida. But in the perfect world, that's not a Dabrahaida. That's not a Dabrahavil. That's an occurrence. That's something which is, say, Yotzim and Aklau. And now we have to be done. Now we have this woman in front of us, and we have to figure out what happened. Was it this? Was it that? Was it this? Was it that? That's something which is earth shattering. Something which is, the Chavzdaz uses the phrase, it's a Dabra HaMizdameh. It's something which is haphazard, the thing not fit into normal patterns of behavior. Well, give you another example. A woman comes in front of us, she has a makah. The makah is bleeding in her chores, the makah of the blood, makah, and the makah of the stadim, the makah of the makah. That's something that catches our eye. You know, women don't get the makas all the time. Women don't have dam and stud and makas and makas. That's something that, you know, needs a little bit of research. That's something which you can't really call a dabar al-hayv ever rog, you'll call a ma. Comes the Chavdaz and says, Sveik Sveika, we've been saying up until now, there are two basic mahalach on the Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika, Yidim Itam, Safi Terabach Makula, the whole Pizmir of the Rambam, according to Peshua, Peru Gladim, everyone else. 2003. That's one halach. Then we have the Rashi, Sveik Sveik, Mitam Rav, and other three Rav, and we said it's a funny kind of a Rav, because after all, it's not really a Rav in statistics, it's really a Rav in possibilities, it's a Rav on the board, blackboard Rav, whatever you want to call it. Those are the classic provinces. Chavim de Chavazaz says there's a third mechanism how Sveik Sveik works. And you know how it works? Sometimes, the Metzias HaDvarim, you have what? You have what?
Give a robe.
Not the Rashba's professor style robe with four boxes and three out of the 4 point Mahathir. Sometimes, if you tally up the statistics, honest to goodness, the odds are that everything is really mutter. And we pointed this out already a few times. The Rashba's Sveik Sveika has no correlation to reality. It means we're not really sure what the numbers of any of these fakers are, but on the board, 3 out of 4 point Mahathir, then you're okay. It says the Chavzdaz, sometimes you can have a real rov, an emissary. Says the Chavzdaz, when do you say that you have a real rov, or when do you say you have a watered down Rashba's rov? Says the Chavzdaz, this is the distinction. If you have something which is a davar ahoda, a davar haragil, so then we know that a lot of tefillah in the world today is last year's tefillah. And we know that a lot of the tefillah, which is this year's tefillah, really had a shrusha kod of omer. So we add up the numbers. Out of 100 pieces of tefillah in front of you, 65% of that tefillah is in fact going to be not chadash. Says the Chavazdaz, that's a real roi. That's not a sveik sveika. When we call that sveik sveika, that's the lingo. That's in lashon hatorah. We're calling that sveik sveika. What we really mean is a real, honest to goodness roi. When do you have to come onto the rash for sveik sveika? When do you have to come onto chalos sveik sveika? That's when you're dealing with a situation. It's not a Dabra Haiga. What's the example of Sveik Sveika that we know from Shas? Very few. Arasugya. Arasugya, you can't really call it a rov. Says the Chavzdaz, when you're dealing with something which is out of the ordinary to begin with, so Chavzdaz says, just because it's Mizdamin Kach one time, doesn't mean it's going to be Mizdamin Kach the second time. Just because you took a survey of 4 to 5 women who were Mizana, ended up being Mizana Be'ones, that is no indication that the next woman is going to be Mizana, is going to be Mizana Be'ones. Because the whole thing doesn't meet any rules. The whole thing doesn't have any criteria. The whole thing is a davar in a hug of a rabbil. So there's no proof the way it happened one time that that's never going to repeat itself the other time. Says the Chavzdaz, it's only on those types of sveikas we have to come onto the chiddush and the halach of sveik sveika, the rash for sveik sveika mitamra. And says the Chavzdaz, if you're working with a real rove, might not come here at Shemechon. Who cares about Shemechon? If tachlis, if 65 out of 100 pieces of tefillah are going to be mutter, so the fact that they're going to be mutter for the same reason, who cares? If it's going to be mutter, it's going to be mutter. The only time that Shemechon is even an issue to deal with is only when you're dealing with the chiddush of sveik sveika. When you're dealing with a non-dover ahoyver, then you have to come on to hilchos sveik sveika. In order to invoke the principle of sveik sveika, you have to meet the criteria of sveik sveika. Oh, it's got to be bei shemech, because otherwise, when you set it to place, you can't draw the board. You can't draw the possibilities if two out of the four possibilities are really one and the same. You lost your row. So it says from his das, that's why it comes to his chadash. It doesn't matter that it's shenecha. A quote unquote sveik sveik b'shenecha is good. Only the sibbas of test that the sveik sveik b'shenecha is nothing. Then comes the chavis da'at and says, that in a chidami, luchos lead in the case of the mapa, it really is a problem of sveik sveik b'shenecha. The shach, remember the shach had kain against the Ramon. Ramo said that if you're not sure whether the da'at came from the tzadim or from the mapa, or from the tzadim or from the mapa, maybe from the mapa, from the mapa, so the Ramah pulled out Sveik Sveika, and the Shach screamed and said, Zach Sveik Sveika B'Shen Echad. So says the Chavis Das, yeah, he's stuck right. The Shach screaming Tata made a lot of sense. That is a problem of Shem Echad, because that's a type, that Sveik Sveika of the Ramah is Dumya to Daftes. That's why the Shach didn't have any problems with Chadash. The Shach didn't ask on the Ramah and Chadash. Others jumped on the Ramah in Uchas Chadash, but the Shach didn't have any problems, but it's only like a sveik sveik of the Ramah, which is the davar mizdamin like a makkah, but the Shach disagreed with the Ramah. Now the Nevi Yehuda saved the Ramah, but the Nevi Yehuda told us that even though there's a cloud of sveik sveik of b'shem echad that you require the sveik sveik of the b'shem shemis, the Nevi Yehuda said if there's any ramification in halacha, he was that even the Ramah of Luchos Tumah, that's mafkiyah the din of shem echad. But Chavis Das says the reason why everyone was pulled with Masha Ramon and Sneda was because it really does pose a potential problem of Shem Echad, because it's not a Dabra Ahova. It's only a Nufus Chadash, it doesn't have to be the Kitzur. Then comes the Chavis Das. The punchline and says, and that's the Eidye Shloimar, why the case of the Stam Kelim and Ibn Ayyaman is not considered to be a Sveik Sveik of Shem Echad. The Shach was working with the assumption that it really is a Sveik Sveik of Shem Echad. And he had to try to finagle to try to find the reason why one suffering is mati yosem echaverai. So the Chavis Das says, forget about that. You don't need that, Samara. That's a normal thing. The fact that you cook food, the fact that in my kitchen there are some kalim which were used yesterday and some kalim that were used 3 days ago, that's normal. That doesn't, you know, bad knowledge from that. The fact that everybody knows that some foods are mixed with other foods are not something like that, that's something out of the ordinary. That's a real mamish. So the Chavis Das does one step more than the Shach. Shach treated the suffix of Stam Kelim and Ibn Yom as being a potential problem of Shem Echad, and he had to dig up his problem called Sveik Sveika, that suffix Yechad Matios and Yechaver in order to be Matan at Sveik Sveika. Chavis Das says you don't need that. Chavis Das says that according to what I'm saying, so whenever you're dealing with a real role, so then you're not going to come on to Sveik Sveika.
You said, I think you're talking about
So you want to know, okay, we didn't even get to the Zharmi Kibbutz. That's going to be a subject of a shuffle, how that's going to fit into the Chavis Das. Okay?
It's still a Mitzvah, and so it should be a problem.
Right, because it means it shouldn't be a problem of Shem Echad. Okay, so again, so basically this is everything we want to know about Shem Echad, right? So we have the basic cloud of Shem Echad, which is from Athosis. We have who denies Sveik Sveik B'Shem Echad? The Rambam Pashas denies Sveik Sveik B'Shem Echad by his sheet about keeping count. Oh yes, we have the Raya, at least from the Ra'ah, that Sveik Sveik B'Shem Echad is probably a problem even in the Torah, because otherwise you wouldn't be both Sainish and dial on that, as Moses said. Then we have all the Shas Kolom of Sveik Sveik B'Shem Echad, that it's only true when the Sveik is a Mamash accomplishing the same thing. Whenever Echad Matios the Kavero, then you have Shas Machush, the version of Echad Matios, that's the case of the Becheris. Even if it's not Lamaisa Mati, but that was the girl in the Keva, the girl Bukhar issue. And then we said this issue of Shem Echad could potentially affect the Sveik Sveik of Stam Kelim B'nei Yomon. So you either have to get out of that in terms of to solve the problem of Stam Kelim B'nei Yomon. So you have to either go with the Shach, the Echad Mati Yosem Echaver, or with the Chavis Das, this is the Lord. And then you had the Ramah Sveik Sveik of Luchos Nida, which Pashas was also a Shem Echad. The Yehuda solved that problem by saying that the only reason why that's not a Sveik Sveik of Shem Echad is because of Echad Mati Yosem Echaver with his Ramah Sveik Sveik of Luchos Nida. That basically sums up our suggestion.
Also, doesn't it change year to year? So I'm saying the percentage based on like every single something, whether based on how much surplus we're keeping. So shouldn't that also change year to year?
In the days that are more things were a little bit simpler.
So maybe would that apply nowadays? What are you saying?
Now your pashas have to ask yourself just a row. The question that we have to really, according to the Chavis Das, we don't really have to ask when it's a Sveik Sveik, but what we really have to ask is what's the row. So what is the robe? So you go into the store, you buy a box of mentum in February. Is the robe that it came from this past year's tefillah, or the robe that it came from another tefillah? Is it a suffix a shuffle? So depending on who you ask, some people tell you the robe is that it's mutter, so the robe is mutter, it's mutter.
It's not a robe is down.
What?
It's not a robe is down. It's not something that's set in teva.
It doesn't have to be teva, is that it's normal. It's normal to have food in the marketplace from last year and from this year. So that's the question. The bottom line of Chodesh is then they ask. Some people tell you the Metzias is one way, other people swear the Metzias is another way. I don't know. Trey, you know. There is one last Nakuda just about Chodesh, which is not relevant in terms of Shenecha, but it's another Ha'ara that the Chodesh can bring up concerning relying on this Sfeik Sfeika. And that's the issue of, isn't it a Dovah Sheish HaMatirin? The Gemara says that the Chalash is a classic example of Dovah Sheish HaMatirin, after Pesach is over, after the second day Pesach is over. So we have a rule that many of the clones that we usually rely on don't apply for Dovah Sheish HaMatirin. For example, the Gemara says Dovah Sheish HaMatirin filled the Elef L'Vatil, never going to be Vatil, and a little bit of Chalash mixed in with Yashan, so it's never going to be Patil. All the Gemara says you can give eight, so that's taken there about Rakula doesn't apply. The Davashesha material says that you might like his advice here. What's the difference of fake statement? Fake statement, Davashesha material is Mutter or Rasur. So there are more rights than the Igra did, it's probably Mutter, because there are some who still like it, so only Bishas Achat. The Gemara basically says you should only rely Bishas Achat to be Mutter, a fake statement, on a Davashesha material. And that's what the Shach says, that's probably what Ramah was making with Chodesh. If Chodesh Ramah just presents the fake statement, and doesn't limit it by saying only Shas al Chak is Mutter, because by definition it was a Shas al Chak. The whole issue was Shas al Chak. Because if you can act on a lot of Sfeik Sfeika, so the Ramah felt you're going to have to ask all the bread in the world for 6 months a year. So he felt that was a Shas al Chak. So he's reflecting on the Shittasai that a Sfeik Sfeika on a Davash Shalom Matirin is going to be Mutter. That issue, whether a Sfeik Sfeika on a Davash Shalom Matirin is Mutter or not, obviously also goes back to our original question around the Rashba. According to the Rabbah, who holds that Sfeik Sfeika is built on the premise, Sufik Darabal Kula, if the Gemara Beitza says that Sfeik Darabal Kula doesn't apply by Dabashesh Matirin, so obviously we have to have Sfeik, but is it going to apply to Dabashesh Matirin? Did Ben Rashad last year? Okay? Yeah, partially that. According to the Rambam's understood version of Sfeik Sfeik, there's some states that if Sufik Darabal Kula doesn't apply, obviously Sfeik Sfeik Darabal Kula isn't going to apply either. Okay, fine. Clear for next again?
Robe
is also a question of the robe. It's also a question.
You said there's 100% based on the actual robe. Why, if there's a suffix against it, why should it matter? And it's just like having one suffix and then you have a robe against it, doesn't it? It's like a suffix alright, so even though there's a robe against it, it's going to go.
Who are you asking?
And the problem is not. It's totally based on robe.
It's robe, right?
It's a robe. Word. So that's say you have a suffix alright, so you have a
robe. You have a robe, is it? Sure. We had a shadow that's about that Chavash being a Dovah Sheish material. So one time, everyone here knows the Apple Salvation. So everyone knows from the Great Spanish, Sally? No? He still goes to Sally? No, everyone knows him, okay.
He's convinced that we named their son. He's very sad as the Brist.
Anyway, so he ate by us once right after we got married. And he's Matan al Chodesh, as his last name, and our grandson. So he's not Matan, he's giving that. So he ate with us once in the wintertime, in the middle of Chodesh season. And so we usually try whenever we have anyone over with Matan al Chodesh. So by Chalas, most of the Chalas today are Yoshin anyway, many of the bakers. So the cake, so the wife will go out, she'll be trying to find the Yoshin flour, a lot of Yoshin flour available. So she made brownies from Yashan flour, all the chavid and salad. So as she was serving them Friday night, she just realized, said to me, you know, she just wants to inform him that when she put the flour into the flour, you know, the flour storage bin, so she didn't scrub out the old flour. She didn't wash out every last half of the hour, the last crumb, the last flour. There was a little bit of old flour in the bin that she threw in the Yashan flour. So she felt bad. She wanted to know, would he be willing to eat the brownies or not? So, Bashishim, that's a Pasha. Chadash is Davashesh HaMatirin. Davashesh HaMatirin is not Bapal, he's in the Elah. So I thought it's mutter anyway, because the Shulchan Aruch calls the many Rishonim that say that if the Dov Shesh Matirin is going to get ruined, right? So from the Rashba, and the food's not going to be around but until the time that the Heter comes along, so how can you call it Dov Shesh Matirin? What does Rashi say? Actually, the Chalene is the Chalene the Heter. If the Chum didn't want you to rely on the dinner of people, the robe, the Shishim, the Dov Shesh Matirin, because you could wait a couple of days, wait a couple of weeks, and it'll be Heter Gomor. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, the Medavar Mamurin, that if you're going to make it to the Shas Heter, let's say you have a delicious food that's going to be spoiled by the time the Shas Heter comes. Or in this case, now it's going to be spoiled, it's going to be chametz, you're going to have to throw it out. You're never going to, this brownie is never going to make it to the second day Pesach. If it does, you get more serious problems. So you can argue that, oh, that's not going to be the material. So Sally said that he could be making it anyway, because his grandfather used to say that Gabi Shailas the Rabbana, and you're allowed to rely on those who hold the Chodesh is Mutter. So the whole din of Dov Shesh Matir is only Chumim with the Rabbana. So the Gabi, the din Minat Torah, so whatever trefa flour was in there, whatever Chodesh flour was in there, was bottled the right. Min Bamin was bottled the right. And whatever the fact that Dov Shesh Matir is in a bottle, that's only Chumim with the Rabbana. So the Gabi the Rabbana, you can rely on the Kashas Maya. So the Gabi the Rabbana is rely on the fact that maybe the old flour that was in the bin before, maybe it was even kosher. And that was his psa. So Baruch Hashem, he was able to make it. Shas HaChagol will eat the brownies.
What?
A chodesh?
Yeah.
Far from me to fail to be machmir, I'm not machmir myself. So when I give you a brach, you should lift to 90. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he reached 90, so he was makabel upon himself to keep chodesh. Hopefully we should put the zecha, we investigate the shadow with the 90. There are many who are machmir, many not machmir. It's hard for me to say. When you're a bacher, it's very hard, because you have to go to places in your parents' house. When you get married, it's even harder, because then you have to... The bottom line is, it's not all that hard to keep... It's not impossible to keep yashim today. Most of the problems of keeping yashim, most of the difficulty of keeping yashim will be on your wife, not on yourself. She's going to be the one who's going to have to go shopping and try to figure out what is chadash, what's yashim. So it's very easy for the guys to sit back and say, yep, we're new chumra today, we're makan and yashim. And then your wife's going to have to stack up a macaroni for 6 months before September. So anyway, so... I'm talking over your wife before you take this time. Good. Comes Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh with the Ibai Seva, the fifth line. And the Gemara is talking about the Eishes Yisrael, and the Safek, with the Kitchup, because of Rav Gimel, etc. So the basic, the Safek Yeshad is, it means we know she was mataris beforehand, so maybe she was nancy, maybe she was in the zan of the ratzon, so she followed chazaka. Everyone knows the machab chazaka. Everyone knows. If you don't know it, you're not going to get it. She was nancy. So yeshlomah, the oldest of color is love. That maybe Rishabi Onis is the call that if a woman was actually raped, so most people will hear about it. Ash would like to call Abaday Rasa Ruba, me and Onis Ruba Chazak Ruba Adev. Comes to Isaac and says, no, that you can't rely on Chazakha because the Rive is that she was probably not Nansa. Because it was Nansa, people would have heard about it. She was Mazam Zarat, some people don't tend to hear about it. So the robe is working against the Ruba Chazak Ruba Adev. Comes to Isaac and asks the funny cat, if you tell him, okay, this fake and I'm with you, once you tell me that Roiv is Beratzai, so what kind of a lousy fake is this? The Suffolk Onus can make a lazy body. But the Tzad that is Onus, it doesn't exist. Because Roiv passes up and it's not Onus. So we tackle it with a hollow shag, let me have to get it. So Tosfos has a very strange derech. You have a read, the high Ruba, the Beratzai, and a Rav Gomel, and having with the Rabbana. That this robe that they just made up the robe 5 seconds ago, and they just destroyed the robe and said, now that robe Beratzai is not a real robe, and I tell you it's only a robe with the Rabbana. Then takes the shows from the Gemara Kedushin. Maybe you find such a wild thing. There's a robe that made a Torah. It's really not a robe. Midir Rabbanan means that means made a Torah to some kashocha. We really can't say for sure that it's a robe. But Midir Rabbanan, we're going to make believe that it's a robe. So what we want to focus in on is Taisa's kasha. Taisa said, "We see that this was a real robe, roi beratzai, because onus is like is this makala." So Tosfos' work was such a double kosher ad my own that will not count to the sfeik's figure. So Tosfos was just mechadish that's something unbelievable. Tosfos was mechadish that in order to invoke the principle of sfeik's figure, each of its stadim has to be at least a suffix a shakal. That's be 50-50. If either one of the two tzedakim is not a safek hashavah, that's not called a sveik sveika. Therefore, we see that there was a real rov that was berotzah, so it wouldn't have qualified as a sveik sveika. This idea faces, so already the Shita Mekubetzes quotes two different variations of this. Why exactly should that be so? Tosis presented a saying that the mir is command to lace it. And whenever, how can you call it a suffix? How can you label one of its tzedakim as a suffix if you have a rov, so the mir doesn't exist? So the question is, should that be related to anything else that we know? We've already spent a lot of time on earlier in the year. So some Rishonim say, is a rush such a lashon, but that idea that Tosis Mechadish does, that the suffix, the name of suffix, a shuffle, doesn't count, that only is true according to the opinion of the Chachamim, the Rabbi Meir. We know that there was a big machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. How do you deal with case of a roi? Is a mir command isa, or a mir command leisa? So remember, there were two different machlokes, and we spoke about this at the beginning of the year. There were two different machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. One was the sugya that appeared in the end of Masechet Yevamos, where the Gemara says like this: it's a din min haTorah that in order to be able to do chalitza, so the man has to be a gadol and the woman has to be a gadol. But in order to do Yivum, so technically speaking, even a Kohen can do Yivum, provided it's above the age of 9. Below the age of 9, there's a lot more machine in the Yosebiyah. So let's say you have a situation where a woman is a Yivum and she falls for Yivum to a Kohen. So is there anything wrong with them having Yivum? So the Kohen say no. There's really nothing wrong with them having Yivum. And whether the Yivum is going to be Chalm and a Torah, she's going to get, that's a different question, but there's nothing usher about it. And comes right in and says, no, we cannot permit the Yivum of a Kohen. Why? Because there's an outside chance he may turn out to be a Suris. Osman is not even by mitzvah, so we don't know whether he's ever going to develop normally. Since there's a chance, a 5% chance that he may become a Suris, and a Suris is not, there's no Zika for a Suris, so there's no het there at the Yisra Eish's Ox. So in Luyutsu, it turns out that he's a Suris, so it turns out that they violated Nisa Karis of Eish's Ox, Shlob, and Mocha Mitzvah. And the Chum said that's ridiculous. You don't have to be chashish for that because rose people are not serisim. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the famous machlokes that remain in the Rabbanan. Hashir l'miyuta, lo hashir l'miyuta. That's one machlokes that remain in the Chum. Then the Gemara has another machlokes that remain in the Chumim. So you have a situation where you have a rove pointing in one direction and you have a chazaka pointing in the other direction. So what do you follow? So the Chum say, Ruv the chazaka, Ruv adit. Follow the robe and forget about the chazava. And Rabbi Meir says no. At least in that Torah, Rabbi Meir says no. Smoch miyut on the chazava and israel aruba. That you're able to combine the miyut together with the chazava, and that either equals the robe or outweighs the robe. So there's different gemaras have different things. So the pashtus is that this machlokes, the second machlokes in Rabbi Meir and the Chum, is really totally on the first machlokes. That according to the Chum, whenever you have a case of a robe, so the miyut is mamish kaman dolis, the robe is kapaskin, that the miyut doesn't exist. Lo chashim l'miyuta, and lo chashim l'miyuta. So remember, you're not mechuyif to mitzvah of the meal together with the chazaka. So that's why the Chum say lo chashim l'miyuta, leave the chazaka with Bali. But Rabbi Meir who holds the chashim l'miyuta, so Rabbi Meir doesn't ignore meal so fast. So he doesn't ignore meal, and they come together to have the chazaka and change the din. So that's two different machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chum. So there are three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly Rabbi Meir meant when he said that meal is commanded isa? So some Rishonim said that he meant mamash min haTorah, that Rabbi Meir held chashidah l'miyuta is a din min haTorah. According to Rabbi Meir, the daraisi you can't follow rov. Rabbi Meir denied the whole rule of the lace to come on entirely. And Rabbi Meir held you can't have evil min haTorah because of the outside chance, 5% chance that she may, that maybe he may turn out to be a seris. So Rabbi Meir held the chashidah l'miyuta mid daraisa, and if chashidah l'miyuta mid daraisa, then smoch mitzvah chazak is a vav din min haTorah. That's what the Mordechai says. And other Rishonim disagree. Tosfos writes that no, that which Rabbi Meir was choshesh for miut midrabbanan to ask in this case of evil, that's only a chumah midrabbanan. And after Rabbi Meir agrees to the chachamim, but Tosfos writes in one place, even though Rabbi Meir holds that the chashin of the miut is only the midrabbanan, but it's based on his deraisa the concept of how miut and rov work. That Rabbi Meir holds that when rov passes up the shalom in a Torah, it doesn't tell us to totally, completely ignore the miut. You don't have to follow the miut. You don't have to be chashish for the miut. But it's miutus command the isa, and that's a concept min haTorah. And that's why smoke miut l'chazaka will work min haTorah, according to this day in Taisa. So even though, according to this second opinion in the Rishonim, you can't ask yourself, so if you're within the Raisa, within the Rabbanah, the answer is it depends. The din of chashir l'miut is only chum mid Rabbanah. The din of smoke miut l'chazaka is a din min haTorah, according to the Rishonim. And the third approach of Taisa, the day in Taisa, the end of Masechet Yevamos, which says that no, that the whole thing is midrabanan. That Rabbi Meir was chayshish lamir is only chayshish midrabanan. Even the smach of lachazab is also only midrabanan. So three different permutations of Rishonim. Who then is the kasha we have this against? What?
On the kula.
Yeah, Gemara says that it works the kula, right? Who remembers the context that Taisa said? What context that Taisa in the end of the Rama saying Smach bin Lachazacha is only Chumah Midrama? You don't remember? Good trivia for last semester, guys. Got some grades. Go back to remember. Yes, remember? Taisus had a cash at the very end of the Yavamas. Why does Rabbi Meir require the Takar Zacham of Dmai? Isn't Dmai always a smoke with the Chazaka? Because Rob Ami Avaritz Ama Asrin, but Mir Eilim Atzim, and the food is the Cheskes Tevel. So according to Rabbi Meir, why do you need a Takar Zacham of Dmai? It's possible to be also a smoke with the Chazaka. Taisus writes, well, if you hold that smoke with the Chazaka, it's only with the Rabbanon. So then it's Mishkapela. That's what Taisa writes in the Gemara. So Kiveka jumps in that Taisa and says, what do you mean smoke with Chazaka on the Gravon? The Gemara says Lakula. The Gemara, the Kedusha, uses smoke with Chazaka to be Mitar or something. That's a problem. Fine, that Taisa is a difficult question. But I'll find the three sheets in the Rishonim. What is Rabbi Meir's understanding of Miyath? So according to the first day of Rishonim, Rabbi Meir is Chayshish Lamiyat in the Raisa. Everything Miyath is commanded east of the Raisa in all areas. According to the second day of Rishonim, Rabbi Meir is not choshish from mit deraisa, but smoke mit lachazav is deraisa. And according to the third day in Rishon, that ties the shvei ties the end of that even smoke mit lachazav is not a mit deraisa. So in light of all this, we can begin to analyze what the Rishon and Ashsugya are addressing. That which ties has made a statement that whenever you have one side of a sveik sveika and not a subject of shachol, so that doesn't qualify as a sveik sveika. So some Rishonim write explicitly. That's only true according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Meir. Because according to the Chachamim, all that miyut is command al isadami, that a miyut mamish doesn't exist, so then how can you turn around and say, oh, the miyut is one of the sveikas? It's ridiculous. But some Rishonim say, what would Rabbi Meir say? Interesting. Rabbi Meir would say what? Hmm? What would Rabbi Meir say about the sveikas? He would say it's good. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds the miyut is what? Is commanded Isadami, so Rabbi Meir holds the view of Tan Isadami, and you can't disqualify the Sveik Sveika based on that. Those Rishonim who are trying to salvage this type of Sveik Sveika, according to Rabbi Meir, clearly are holding what? That Rabbi Meir holds that Miyut the commanded Isadami is a din min HaTorah. If they would hold like that last Tosfos in Masechet Yevamos, that end of Masechet Yevamos, that even Rabbi Meir ultimately agrees that Smoch Mit L'Chazak is only a Chumim Midir Rabbanan, and in HaTorah, even Rabbi Meir agrees to the Chachamim that Miyut is command Alei Sadami. So then how can you use that to make a Sveik Sveika? Here we're trying to, it's the same Kashmir Kedegra as the Tosfos, we're trying to use the principle of Miyut the command Alei Sadami to salvage a Sveik Sveika. We have one of the Tzadim of the Sveik Sveika is a rove against it. So Taisa said that's no good, because Miyut is command al Isadami. Can't use that Sveik Sveika. So some Rishonim say, but according to Rameh, that would be okay, because Rameh holds Miyut command al Isadami. But if the din of Miyut command al Isadami is itself only a chumah with the Rabbanim, because Rameh, how can you salvage the Sveik Sveika? So Pashas, all those Rishonim who insist that Taisa's din depends on the Chagis Rameh and the Rabbanim, are assuming a certain way B'shit is Rameh. The Lacha doesn't matter for us. Bottom line, that little prop that the Sheba discusses, if you hold it to a name, it's important. I'm not going to be passed like the Chum that commutes this command away, said Ami. And therefore, if one of the Tzadim or Asavik Shem Shachol, so you're up to quick. Does everyone agree with Tzadis? Fully should have agreed that when you have a Suffolk and one of the Tzadim is not Shachol, it's not a Sheba. Who disagrees with Tzadis? Besides the guys who I spoke to, you say.
This was in the USA.
The Rambam and the Rabbi were discussing the Sugya that appears in the Pesachim and the test, which is follows. A woman that has a Nafel, she has a miscarriage. So sometimes the Nafel is metame, and sometimes it's not. In terms of tumas mei, sometimes it has the status of a vlad, and sometimes it doesn't. It's not considered to be balsam metames. So you have a woman who would have a nefel, and she's not exactly sure, was it metame, not metame, and she threw it into a pit. And then somebody walks in past the pit the next day and is mahil on the mace, on the nafel, on the pit. So the Rambam writes that the person is torah. Why? So the person is torah because basically suffering the raisa, the kula mid the raisa. The Rambam writes mid torah, the person is basically torah. Why? So the Rambam presents the reason why you're torah is since there are chuldo bargalas floating around, there are weasels and animals floating around in the pit. So therefore, there's a chance, there's a 50-50 chance that maybe it was eaten up by the chula regardless. So therefore, suffik tuba is going to be the chula mid the araisa. Why is this not relevant to the issue of suffik tuba, which is a ram, which is a yochid? That's the question, whether this is included in that klal altogether. Tais has a whole discussion about that in suffik. Shouldn't this be relevant to the klal of suffik tuba, which is a ram, which is a yochid? So some wanted to argue that this is different than suffik tuba. Suffik tuba, which is a ram, which is a yochid, means that you have a davar hametame here, and you're not sure whether the davar metame touched the food. Let's see, you have a sheretz here, and you have a piece of bread, and you're not sure, did the sheretz touch the leaven? Like the case of Saita. You have a woman, and you have the man, the boel, the davar metame, he's here, and she's here, and you're not sure what there must be or not. Because over here, you're not even sure you have a davar metame to begin with, because maybe the nefel was, forget about not being here now, maybe it was never here in the first place, maybe it was not even in the ballpark of being the Talmud. Anyway, so that's the question, whether the call of substitution is Rambam or applicable here. But the Rambam presents the reason why the Din of Lukulah is because of the Suffolk Kulah of Margulis. And it's based on this Rambam that the Rambam goes on his own way. He says, and this is another example of this age-old call that I believe in, that all Sveik is a Mutim and a Torah. So that last Rambam, the third testament of the Sumas Meis, we have that Rambam, the two of yourselves in the Rambam, is that in that same Rambam. He comes to write what the Rambam says. He doesn't understand why the Rambam is calling this a Suffolk Echad and using this as an illustration of Suffolk Tumma being mutter in a Torah. So the Rabbi, this is classic Sveik. Why? Suffolk, that whether there was a Vlad here, which was Metame in the first place, and if there was a Vlad here, that's Metame, maybe the Vlad was eaten up by the Chorod Lubarlos. So the Rabbi says the Rambam's din is correct, but Lav Metame, the Rambam was not al Suffolk Echad, and the Rabbi said it's mutter. So comes the case of Mishnah and says, what's happening wrong with the Sveik Sveika? Why did the Rambam not use the Sveik Sveika? Why did the Rambam deliberately call this a Suffolk Echad and use this as an example of the principle of Suffolk Tumma being Mutter? Says the case of Mishnah, because this is a lousy Sveik Sveika. Why is it a terrible Sveik Sveika? Because most Nephilim are in fact coming. 80% of the Nephilim are coming. I don't know, once in a while I get an A, but it's not coming for some technical reason. So comes, because the Mishnah says, Mistoma, that's the reason why the Rambam held that since one of the two Tzedavim are not a Suffolk Hashokol, that's not called a Sveik Sveika. In effect, by Tosis and Ksubis. So if the Kesef Mishnah's Metzidus is correct, and we don't want to make this Metzidus and Aplekis the Rambam Rabbit, let's assume the Kesef Mishnah is right. The most things that a woman is Matelas Tafa Ometame Tumas Meis. So Im Kain, the Rabbit was willing to call that a Sveik Sveika, so it's not been from there. You see from here that the Rabbit held against Tafesis, that the Rabbit held that even though one of the two Tzedavim are Tafa Nana Sveik Hashokol, that also qualifies as a Sveik Sveika. This is the Ha'ar, this is what the Gersh and Rabbit sounds like this, others are like this, and that's from Aplekis and Rambam the Rabbit. Because the Mishnah's Metzidus is correct, and the Rambam denies the principle of the Sveik Sveika when one of the Sveikas are not trouble. And the Rambam told them, no, even though one of the Sveikas are not trouble, it's still considered to be a Sveik Sveika.
What's the Tzad is not trouble?
Tzad, because the Mishnah claims the Metzidus of the Rambam is that most of the falls that come out of woman are in fact coming from the Sveik. So the question is, assuming that this is true, should this relate back to any major ordeal about Sveik Sveika? So the answer is it probably does. So many of the referendum say that this issue that Tosafos is raising, that Sveik Sveika is a problematic Sveik Sveika, l'chora, this touches upon back to day one. What's Sveik Sveika based on? If you hold that Sveik Sveika depends on Sveika d'Rabbanan v'Kula, it's a double step, like the Rambam Shita, that first you have to pass it up, that Sveika d'Araisa l'Kula b'Araisa, and then you have to invoke the principle of Sveika d'Rabbanan v'Kula, so l'chora, you have to blow the whistle on this Sveik Sveika. Because Sveika d'Araisa l'Kula b'Araisa, according to the Rambam, is clearly only with the Suffolk HaShokol. if you have a piece of meat and you're not sure where it comes from, is it chaz or is it from a cow? So then and only then does the Rambam say, speaking the raisa, so cool with the raisa. But if you have a rove pointing in one direction, so that's crazy, the Rambam would never say that you follow speaking the raisa, so cool with the raisa. That's a bit of a posher. Rabbah Rambam has passed the famous rule of the Chumrah. The Rambam, and we spoke about a. We spoke about the Rambam probably wouldn't even say it by a chazaka. Let's say you have a 50-50 chance that something is also in mutar, and you have a cheskisis. Let's say a something in shechita. So the Gemara says that whenever you have a something in shechita, so you have a problem because of cheskisis. So you're going to tell me that the Rambam would say that the din that something in shechita is also is only chum midrabanan because the Torah you're allowed to rely on the fact that it's a suffix, that's ridiculous. The Rambam holds that whenever you have a cheskisis, so then that's not included in the heter. Of suffik, suffik the raisa, kulam the raisa. So the Rambam would say by chazaka that way, chalachol would say that way by rov. So according to the Rambam, the sveik, you have to start the sveik off by passing up sveik the raisa, kulam the raisa. Whenever one of the tzadim is not shuffled, so you can't get started. And furthermore, even on here, you can get started with the other tzad. You can say the first tzad will get you to the point of being ma'aser min ha'terah, but then you need a second tzad to make it mutter min the rabbanon. So what's the din if you have a snake at the rabbanon? Let's see, you find a piece of meat in front of you, find a piece of food in front of you, you're not sure if the bishalachim was or not bishalachim, and the rove indicates that it probably is bishalachim. So that's not mutter. The din that something about the kula, that's only if it's a 50-50 something, but if there's a rove pointing, usually it's hard to determine that, but if you know for a fact there's a rove pointing in the direction of the humrah, so that was not called the snake at the rabbanon of the kula, that's called the rove, it's not a something anymore. So you strike down a whole count for the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, it's partial that the Rambam holds a gatosis, that it's fake sveka, or one of the tzadim are not shuffle, it ain't going to get you anywhere. You lose out the sveka, the rice look cool, you lose out the sveka, the Rambam look cool, the look cool as well.
It's to say, if the second one is the shuffle one, let's say the first
either
one.
Either one, doesn't matter. If either one is not shuffle, you're lost.
Because you don't say sveka,
the You can't get anywhere. You can't start the sveka off, and even if you start from the other direction, you can't finish it. You can end up stuck. So that's in Rachinami according to the Rambam. So that would be very nice. This the Rambam. She tells us that the reason why the Rambam did not accept the Sfeik Sfeik of the Rai of the Maze is dafka because the Rambam holds the next line of the Rambam, because the Rambam knew the Prima Gadim and the Rambam knew the Pnei Yeshua. The Rambam knew that according to the Rambam, Sfeik Sfeik is Mutter based on Sfeik of the Rai of Makula, right? So halacha tes, halacha yud, be very nice according to some people. But she'enken, according to the Rai, we know for a fact that the Rai denies the Rambam's understanding of Sveik Sveika, because the Rambam, the next halacha, denies the Rambam's whole sheet about Sveik the Raisa, Lukum with the Raisa. The Rambam held like the Rashba, that Sveik the Raisa is Lukum with the Raisa. Sveik the Raisa, Lukum with the Raisa, the only other way to explain away Sveik Sveika is based on the Rashba's Sveik Sveika Mitam Roif. So if Sveik Sveika works Mitam Roif, why should you care whether one of the tzadim is not shovel enough? Tachlis, you have a rope? Bottom one, you have Sveik Yechad, you have 50-50. Now you have a second Sveik, so it's 60-40. But it doesn't matter. There's still a rove working in your direction. Draw out four boxes on the board. So three out of the four boxes point Lakula. True, box three and box four, there's a better chance the box four is right than box three. So what? Big deal. If you can draw four boxes on the board, three of them say Mut and one of them says Asar, you have a fake stake according to the Rashba. So according to the Rashba, the Chayr, the din should be that even if one of the Tzadim are not Shachol, that should also be okay. So the Rambam and the Raivid are Mamash L'shitasa. The Rambam who held that Sveik of the Raisa is a Mutter of the Raisa, held that Sveik is based on the Pnei Yeshua and the Prima Gadim's Mahalach. Therefore, the Rambam concluded that if one of its Tzadim are not Shuffle, you're up the creek. Moshe Enkein, the Raivid who held that Sveik of the Raisa is L'chumma of the Raisa, he had a one that Sveik is based on Tam Raiv. If you're working with Tam Raiv, then there's no reason to distinguish between whether it's shuffle or not shuffle. Everyone figured it out when they saw the Rambam and the Raivid? No, the Tyson's Rambam? Don't mention? You figured it out, right?
I understand that the Rambam is going to suck there on the Kulik.
So. Oh, okay, because you were ready. You did very much ready. But assuming that you stole my shirt, so I'm going to rub up Jackson, John. No, you also, if you figured this out, the Rambam and the Raivid, you realize that's five times over there, huh? One more time. According to the Raivid, the Raivid hope that's taking the Raisa is Lachum with the Raisa, right? So therefore, how does Sveik Sveika work according to the Raivid? Rove. Whenever you deal with rove, so we have the four boxes pointing the hotels, even if one of the particular Sveikas is in a shovel. And the emphasis, according to that, what are both of the Sveikas that are in a shovel? Come on. Okay.
It's not dependent on the percentages within the boxes, it's dependent on the boxes.
If you can drill out 3 out of 4 boxes, you're okay. Look, the percentages don't mean anything. The Chavos Das already told us. It's a joke. We don't know what any of the numbers are. I should have brought my father-in-law here. He's in town these days. He has his PhD in statistics. He'll tell you, this is all a joke. This is all fake speculation. It doesn't fit a paper.
When we spoke about
space again,
he said it's not considered
necessary
to be speculous.
So can you say that that's what we mean also? Yeah, that's the Shtatz Shmeis of the Shmeis. What's the difference between those two things? Yeah, the Shmeis of the Shmeis. I'm not sure I understand it.
The 51 to 49 is already considered rogue.
Yep. Cautious. Says in the next plus unit rate of 66 to 33. But by Biddleboro, there's machlek sechmar within the chad shrek. If I liam us a rule, then we're going to need chad shrek. Okay, good. That's not so good. There's a big problem. There's a big problem that everybody jumps on. All the Rishonim jump on in that time. Sometimes it's made up this new klal, and claiming that the Rambam holds this klal also, and it's fake fake, and one of the Stodim is not shuffle, so that's Mishkan's fake fake. The problem is against the Gemara.
Which Gemara is against? The Gemara says as follows. You have a woman who...
couple's married, and the husband dies without children. So the odds. The husband dies without children. So she's a cuckoo. The yibum. What's the problem? Problem is there's no brother. So the thing is, if there's no brother, then obviously she's not a cuckoo. The yibum. What's the problem now? What does the mission say?
Maybe
the mother-in-law. Who knows? Maybe this woman, this almana, is mother-in-law. She hasn't seen her in 20 years. So maybe she went from there to say, maybe she has 10 children now. You have no idea. So maybe there really is a brother. That's the scenario that the mission of the Gemara addressed. So the Gemara says, l'chur, you have a very big problem because most women, assuming that l'chur depends on the scenario, let's say the mother-in-law is 95 years old, some you wouldn't have to be chesh, but let's say the mother-in-law is young. So the mother-in-law is 35. Maybe she's have to have another child that we don't know of. And the Gemara says most women rove nashim esavis v'yoldos. Most women have to become pregnant, and most women have children. So comes the Gemara and says, no, that this woman is okay, the love is alright, because the space faker worked in her direction. And what's the sex faker? Okay, I don't know if you use that phrase, but that's basically it. So it's basically either there's a suffix echad, maybe she had a boy, maybe she had a girl. That's even lead to that the mother-in-law's been away for 2 years. So she probably had a baby. The baby was a girl, it's a possibility. And even in Shalom, that it was a boy, that she became pregnant with a boy, maybe it was an Aphil. Maybe the boy never survived. That the Gemara calls Smoch Miuta Demapilos Lahade Mechza Denekevas, the Israel Ruben effect. That's what the Gemara says. So, Kabbalah Rishon say, isn't this just a fake faker? No, it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't use the term fake faker. The Gemara says, smoke, mute, lahade, the mepil, lahade, mechza, then it came with. But we showed ourselves, this is really a fake faker. Suffering that is a boy, so it's a girl, even if it's a woman, it's a boy. Maybe the boy never survived, so there's no Zika. So we say, hey, wait a second. The suffering, boy and girl, the suffering. But the suffering, mepilos, most women, Hashem did not have a miscarriage. Most time, a woman comes pregnant, so she carries a pregnancy to conclusion. But the lechor, that second suffix, is only a mute. As the Gemara itself says, smoke mute the mepilos. So how can you create a sfeik sfeika like this? This is against Tosfos' rule that if one of the sfeikas is not a suffix, the shuffle you're up to create. That's the kasha. All the Rishonim jump into this.
You're the first one.
What? The first one is 50-50 boys and girls. I mean, more boys than girls. So that's better or worse. That makes it better for us.
No, it's better.
But we're assuming the Chazal didn't realize that. Listen, I mean, didn't realize anything. Right. We're not sure that's. I don't know what the facts are, exactly. I can tell you, there are definitely more girls than boys at single Shabbatons. That I can tell you for sure. Whether they're more that way, I'm not sure. What are the numbers now?
There are more females than males, but that may not be because females live longer.
But there are definitely more girls
somewhere.
There are, but then.
But females live longer.
Yeah,
That might be why the statistics.
No, I think so.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. There are some, especially
more boys than girls, only because they tamper with the girls. They avoid the girls. Anyway, so getting back to that story. So comes the Rivash, and gives the following text. Everybody had misread what the Rivash said, because they thought the Shita was quoting the Rivash. The Shita says, you see what the Rivash said? That's wrong. I'm going to tell you what I have to say. I mean, what did the Rivash say? Anyone know?
I saw some bomb in there, she wrote that the guy in the bottom quotes.
He
said that if it's something that's like natural,
what's the difference natural or unnatural?
If something that like that God decided, he says that.
Yeah, so you didn't quote your own thing. The Rivash says, he explains what's going on. The Rivash says like this. He says there's nothing intrinsically wrong with creating a sveka based on one of the svekas being in a shaka. That's not a problem.
What's the problem?
The problem is, if the suffix that you think is shuffle, that also is not shuffle, then you're up to Krishna. The Rivash is assuming that the Ikav Ikar Adin, there's nothing wrong with, as long as one of the svekas is 50-50, you can ship on the other suffix and then a shuffle, that'll say, but that whole svek is in the shulgam. That's crazy. That's for sure not going to work. That's the Rivash. It's a very risky, whenever you're dealing with one of the svekas being in a shuffle, you're asking for trouble. Why? How do you know if the other suffix is shuffle? What right do you have to say with such certainty that the other suffix is shuffle? Says the Rivash, depends. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vouching for the other suffix, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in such a way that there are 50-50 boys and girls, that's what he says, like Kim Hamin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Dafka 50-50. Fuck. We'll call 50-50 statistics. So you know with absolute certainty that there are Chatzi Zecharim and Chatzi Nekevos in the world, so now you can breathe a sigh of relief. Once you know that one of the svekas is a valid suffix or shuffle, then you can shtip on, you can throw in a second suffix, which even though you know for a fact is not shuffle. So says the Rivash, that's the case. That's what the Gemara says in Yevamos. When you have a chatzis, the chatzis in the case, you can throw in the second suffix, which is a mute. But in our case, says the Rivash, for our tosfos, what do you want to do? You want to say, well, something happened, which is shuffle, namely, maybe it was taftav, maybe it was ain't a taftav. An infant alone, that it was taftav. So you want to rely on the miut of onsen, because remember, Tosfos told us that we Yitzuyah, that would be true, that it would be a miut onsen, so Tosfos said it's not a good suffix, not a good suffix. Why is it Rivash? You start off with the first suffix taktav, suffix and a taktav. That's a 50-50 suffix. You do the math. You know for a fact that half the women in the world are a mazana, takas balei, or ain't a takas balei, you have no clue, it's all guesswork. Both things are guesswork. So says the Rivash, when you're not even sure that your first suffix was really 50-50, so maybe the reality is that that's really 60-40 against you, so you're going to take one 60-40 suffix, and then another 60-40 suffix, that's going to be not an acceptable space maker. So the Rivash is fascinating. Why is it fascinating? What's the Rivash? Why is the Rivash so fascinating?
Because he's dealing with Shantas.
What?
He's dealing with natural
statistical. Right, well, it's fascinating for a lot of reasons, right? That is also true. It's also fascinating because the Rivash is an effective game that Tosfos does not have an intrinsic problem with using one of the svekas as being suffix shen or shuffle. That's not what was bothering Tosfos. What was really bothering Tosfos was when both of them end up not to be shuffle. Now, if that's true, if the Rivash's understanding of Tosfos is correct, what camp does Tosfos now find themselves in?
Yeah.
They no longer find themselves aligned with who?
Yeah.
With the Rambam. We wanted to put Tosfos in the Rambam, to put him into the same camp. But the reason why Tosfos is old, that a Suffolk effort was general shop was no good, because you can't get the Svekas rolling because of the problems of Sveka deraisas l'chumra, when there's a robe against, etc. That's not true anymore. According to the Rivash's reading of Tosfos, Tosfos holds that the honest to goodness is that you can really have one of the svekas being in a shuffle. That's not the problem. The problem is when both are in a shuffle. And what's wrong with both being in a shuffle? And what's so gefährlich about both being in a shuffle?
Percentage.
So then somehow, then he assumes the numbers are working against you. Right? So he's working l'chora with the Rashba's understanding of svek sveka, that it's based on rov, and he's taking this rov with seriousness. This is flying in the face of everything that we've said until now. We started out today saying the Rashba's robe was a joke. It's not a real robe. And the Chavos Das just proved that to us today, right? The Chavos Das, that we said that the whole thing is a joke because it's Tfiyah and his Damas, and it's not a robe. It would be a real robe, then Shenechet would work. So the Rivash seems to be working against that. It's a fascinating Rivash. La'alacha, this Rivash is also going to be very limiting. It means, basically, what the Rivash is going to end up, he's going to end up with a lot more Sveik as being puzzled than being kosher, because he's only going to be willing to accept the Sveik or the one that's not the more in a shuffle, if you know for a fact. And the only way you know for a fact is only because Baruch Hu tells you, any other snake that we're going to dream up, which is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu vouching for that snake, or at least for one that's other, is going to end up losing out according to the Rivash. It's going to be very, very limited. That Gemara of smoke and the human appeal according to the Rivash is going to be so limited, it's going to be basically irrelevant outside of the realm of Chassid the Chassid the Kibbutz.
The Rashba wouldn't, why would bother the Rashba close to the Marsha?
It would bother Rashba because what you know, Hanami, in terms of boxes, you have to be able to four working for you. But in terms of just pure numbers,
the Rashba is not working.
But that's exactly what we find this Rivash Hassan is, that he's working with the Rashba's robes, and he seems to be understanding that there's some degree of reality to this robe. And that's why once you get to each suffix being in a shuffle, that already doesn't look right.
How's this answer and answer? Even if it's only Rumi Darabana, it's still not a Sufik Ashako.
No, it is Shako. It means Minat, it means Mikra didn't really use Sufik Ashako. It means it's just we're going to make believe that it's a robe. It's not a real robe.
Then it's not really Sufik, because you could say that about a lot of things.
It means we don't know. There's no. It's a. We're going
to. What determines why you say that?
The reality is it probably is a 50-50 role, but since there is this notion that women usually scream when they're raped, so we usually find out about it, so that doesn't look right. To call that a 50-50 role.
So why do you call it a Sufik Ashako according to the current theory of
Rashi? Once you have this role, you're above it, that is
that. Yeah.
I don't know. Like if you say that those was holding the Rashi, they apply it differently, so we don't have to say that.
But according to the Rashba, yes, we had a full box of being both. It should be both of them. The kids are one of them that this fake is a real shock.
Right, so the Rashba was still safe, they're both in a shock, but that's good. The Tosfos is using the three
of the Rashba, but they're. So that's what they're doing, but they find it interesting. So you agree that you find it fascinating.
That's what I'm saying. We don't
have
to say
that. We have a low level of fascination.
We don't say what the Rashba would say if two shuffles is no good.
Right. The Rashba's not Meshuggah Tosfos, for sure, then.
I don't understand why two not being shuffled makes a difference and one.
So l'chora the once you have two in a shuffle, then you can argue that the statistics are against you. The numbers are not going to work out. There's a 10% chance that's more than for this reason, 10% chance it's more than for another reason, but self, the odds are there's an 80%, it's not correct statistics what I'm saying, but there's an 80% chance that it's not going to be more than. So we don't care what happens. Told them the psak. If the psak is that there's a, you have a rule working against you, that's the priest. Hello? How you doing? Still saying shiur. 2 more minutes. Yeah, what's up? I'll call you right back between shiur and minhag. Okay? I'll call you right back after shiur before minhag. Okay? That was not my daughter. She's not sitting on one of it first. You see what's like on parade in here. So this is the Rivash's Mahalach. Explain places why it's not a steel. Comes as she look at that says. This is what everyone thought the Rivash said until 5 minutes ago, right? Yes, sir? Comes as she can see. There's a much more wonder shakira. That's a sheet on. In the case of Yavamas, we're really interested in one piece of information. All we want to know is there a boy in the family or not? Is there a brother around or not? So there are two different factors that will determine whether there's a brother here. Either there's nobody here, because it was a Nephil, or there's a girl that's here. But why are we excited if it's a girl? We're excited if it's a girl because there's no boy. Why are we excited if it's a Nephil? Because if it's a Nephil, then in the middle there's no boy. They're both pointing in the same direction. They're both trying to accomplish the same basic happens. Both going at it together. If our suffix, how is your suffix? Suffix ba'ayin, suffix baratzah, suffix tachta, suffix yinah tachta. The two sveikas will come to the same result, namely that the woman is muteris, but they're going to come to it from two totally different angles. The suffix tachta, suffix yinah tachta is going to tell us that we don't have an ishizisha zinsa on our hands. The suffix onis, suffix baratzah is going to tell us we have an ishizisha zinsa, right? But she was zinsa ba'onis. So comes Rishit Mekubetz and says, when the two sveikas are going hand in hand, so then a meal of one suffik can latch on to the suffik shuffle of the other one. So then you say, mute the command of Isa, in effect. Then it's okay. That's why Chatz is a chayr is chum, Chatz in a cave us, and meal the pilos, that's okay. Because it's all going in the same direction. Rasha ain't going to overdo that. If it would really be true that it would be rove baratzah, so you have this miut of ones sitting by itself. So you want to take the miut of ones and strip it on to the mechza of tachta. Something tachta ma'inin shmita and klasinai. There's no tziruf. There's no connection between the two because the two don't relate to one another. You're mixing apples and oranges. That's what Shit Mekubetzis says. Now, why do I find this Shit Mekubetzis fascinating?
That's what Sweet is.
Why is the Shit Mekubetzis in a certain sense counterintuitive? Yeah. But we've been saying for the last 3 days that we've been trying to knock the heads against the wall to get the Sveikas as different as possible in order to overcome a problem of Sheinecha. And what did the Shit just tell us? That don't overdo that. Don't make them too different, because if you make them too different, then they're not going to be able to come back together again. So the Shita told us that the two sveikas in Yevamos, I could turn the Shita around and say, guess what? According to you, that's Shemecha. It means your suffix is it a zakha? Is it not a zakha? So you're using two different terms to describe. There's no zakha because it's in the cave. There's no zakha because it's in the cave. So you're telling me that's the greatest fake sveik in the world because they're pointing in the same direction. I'm going to turn around and say, the mechilas kadaimcha, if they're pointing in the same direction, you overkill. You just made a Shemecha. So the Shita didn't say that. So the Shita is saying there's a new category here. That means it's not quite Shem Echad, because after all, Mayfall and Kedah, they're not exactly the same thing. So it's not quite Shem Echad. But since they're both addressing, they're both coming to the same conclusion, the same heter, to the conclusion, that's a better Sveik than an Arsugi. We always thought Arsugi was the greatest Sveik in the world, because they're so different. So they have nothing to do with each other, they combine together. Wow, that's a Sveik. So the Shita is saying, that's a sveik, right? Provided that it's 50-50. If it's not 50-50, then this type of sveik is going to lose out. So you have an interesting, another fascinating insight of the Shita. You have different dagas of sveik. You have Shem Echad, which is the worst case scenario. That's disaster. Sveik for Shem Echad. Then you have a sveik, which is not the Shem Echad, but it's in the same direction. It's the same. It's creating the same heter for different reasons. That's a good way of saying it. It's the same reason, but it's two different shemas. So that's a great sveik. That's going to work like gum, right? That's the gemara yevamos. Then you have our sveika, which is really very different. That they're pointing in totally different directions. They just happen to converge together to come to the same conclusion in terms of being muteres. So that's a sveik, all right. But in such a sveik, you're not going to be able to say to be somech the miut lahadei the sapek shenu shakum. So this is also pretty fascinating. So both the Rivashas Mahalach and the Shit Mekubetzis Mahalach try to salvage our tesis, how to get around this tesis, answer up this gemara in the second Yevamos. Each one is an eye opener. Each one is throwing in some monkey wrench to all our pre-existing understandings of sveik. Hopefully tomorrow, I want to continue with the sveik of the second Yevamos. I want to talk about before we get into Mamash, into the nitty gritty that touches the Ninda and Dr. Chaz, how that fits into this whole picture. I want to talk a little bit about it once in a shach I put on the Mamash Kamas, the Sefer Okech. So, this fake speaker that appears at the end of the Mamash, something became, something Zachar, something Nabal, something not Nabal, it's not just lumbus, this is not halacha la'isa, but the case of the shach was referring to. I want to talk a little bit of time about that tomorrow. We have to continue on, that ties in the second needed to figure out where all the dust cells in this system. I have to get this.